Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
baby tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call us, I've got the call screen in front of me. We can take your calls. And you can dial toll-free, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Aaron's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, good morning.
I almost started the show there. It got to be a habit.
Hey, John, isn't that how it goes when I call you? Hey, John, more hey? Yeah. I was thinking it was going to be a Hey John morning today, but we had a torrential rain last night, knocked the power out, and we checked for how far the power was out, and it took out multiple counties here, so we lost power, and so did those in other counties surrounding us. It was a pretty serious lightning storm last night. It just kind of shows that we take electricity for granted. And will it always be there? The answer is no. It won't always be there. John, I went to a preparedness event over the weekend. It was called the RK Preppers Show. And they had one in Springfield, Missouri. It was a nice event. It really was. And we had some speakers who talked on different levels of preparedness items. And I talked about how to start your own business and take the same tax deductions the rich take. And what was really fascinating to me is my seminars, for some reason they give me, most seminars are an hour, they give me an hour and a half, we don't shut the seminar down any sooner than 2.5 hours. So many questions. But what we're doing is we're waking up people and telling them that they actually can do these things. They don't have to follow the lead of somebody in the herd. They don't need to do that. They can find their own path, and they can step away from the herd and do better than the herd. And it was really fascinating to me. There was one lady in the seminar, and I was talking about the big lies. I also talked about the moon landing hoax. That was a Sunday seminar. I talked about why I absolutely positively believe that we did not put a couple guys on top of a rocket, blast off, land on the moon, and get out, walk around, and get back in a little capsule and come home. I don't believe we did it. I believe we sent some rockets up, but I don't believe we landed on the moon, got off, walked around, and came home. After all of these big lies that we talked about, like fluoride and the 9/11, we talked about cops having many times more the domestic violence rate that we the villagers have, and talked about flu shots and so many things that we've been lied to us about. And I said, so now, how many of you are going to be spending your money frivolously, carelessly? And this one lady raised her hand and said she was. And I thought, no. She obviously didn't hear me. And she said, no, I am. I said, on what? And she said, Starbucks. And I said, are you serious? This is during the seminar. Are you serious that after all this, after coming to this Preparedness Expo, the RK Prepper Show, that Preparedness Expo there in Springfield, Missouri, after all the things we talked about, she was still going to spend her money frivolously at Starbucks? And so I asked her again, I said, I don't know if I can take this. You know, I said this out loud. I don't know if I can continue, you know, hearing this. And I said, is Starbucks 400% better than any other cup of coffee? Is it really? And she said, no. But she's going to do it anyway. She could not explain to herself or anybody there or me why she goes to Starbucks. So, John, that's what we're fighting. That's the problem. We're doing these things that make no sense whatsoever. Unless somebody can tell me what is so great about Starbucks coffee that people are willing to spend $4, $5, $6, $7 on a cup. It makes no sense to me. What do you think, John?
Well, you know, I also think it gets to, back when Gruber was exposed talking about the stupid voters. And I was thinking, you know, especially since he was a white guy, that this would, possibly get some of the stupid voters upset, and maybe we'll see something done. However, that didn't happen. So, unfortunately, there's no shortage of stupid voters, and, whether that's the government side or the corporation side, that's what we're up against.
Now, I believe that this woman's pretty intelligent. I really do. But I can't understand the frivolous spending of money. It's too hard for most of us to get. I know some people who have inherited, a couple million dollars. And within a couple years, it was gone. So they were living really, really well. They weren't living well before. They inherited the $2 million. They were living really well after. And then it all fell apart. They just couldn't handle that windfall, that inheritance. You know, had they spent it carefully, had they invested it, had they not squandered it, they'd be doing great today. But that's not the case. It's not the case. They squandered it. So I don't understand some of human nature. In my travels, John, I've been speaking at several of these events. Indianapolis, Fletcher, North Carolina, Missouri. And I've noticed something. And I don't like to fly, so I haven't flown in years. So I drive. And I look around, I look up and down, and I look at the conditions, and I look at the decline of America. You know, you see the paint peeling on houses. You see the lawns not being mowed. You just see the general decline. Well, one of those things that I've noticed many times, I've mentioned this before, the billboards. The billboards are either black or white. And if they're black, they say for rent, for lease. If they're white, they say for rent, for lease. And there are more and more of these popping up. People are not advertising on billboards. Now, I was talking to our son. He's in his 20s. I said, what do you think? And he said, I don't look at billboards. The ones I look at are those electronic ones, and I look at them just as to see that I'm annoyed with them because they've distracted me. But I don't read the messages. And I agree with him. Those electronic billboards are distracting. And they flash that message, that is, they think that everybody's got absolutely perfect vision and we can read at 55, 60, 65 miles an hour as we go by. We can read these things in 8 seconds. We can't. And we shouldn't be. You know, there actually, there should be prohibition against billboards because they're dangerous. You know, we're looking at them. We should be paying attention to the cars all around us, the trucks all around us. Instead, they distract us. And these electronic billboards are, I think, and nuisance. I think they're dangerous. That's just my thought. But what I'm seeing is people aren't paying attention to advertising as much as they used to. You know, I'm talking about all kinds of advertising. And the most, one of the most offensive to me advertising types, methods, is when I go to a website and I want to read an article and boom, right in front of it, on top of it, pops up this commercial, this advertisement for something that I don't want. And I have to click go away. You have to click X. I don't like that. And so now I'm looking at these advertisements, and when they come up, like for Lowe's, you know, or whatever the store may be, I kind of put a mental note in there. You know, I don't like them doing that. So I'm less likely to go to those places that annoy me with their pop-up ads. What do you think?
Yeah. you know, why do you need a billboard when you have a smartphone in your car? I think we're so inundated with advertising that I think a lot of us are ignoring it. And the other side of that is they haven't figured out how to really push that advertising down to the small form, smartphones and tablets, because there's not as much screen space there. They can't just put their message up without, totally obliterating what people are trying to get to.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, there are certain websites that I used to go to, but some of them now you click on the link to go where you want to go, and it comes up with a commercial for 5 seconds. And then, you know, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you can skip this ad if you want. And when I get to those websites that give me a full page of advertisement before I get where I want to go, I tell myself, if they do it again, I don't want to go there. I just cross them off my mental list of where I go. Seriously, that's what I do. John, we should have had a line to get to this preparedness expo that was 3 miles long. We did not. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't well attended. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is there should have been so many people there. We had a power failure last night that affected many of the people who could have gone that didn't. I just can't understand what has happened to America. I talked with one of our instructors, and he came from South Africa. I talked to him at the expo. He was it was Sunday, and he was packing up his truck to leave. He was an exhibitor. And he said something like, he just doesn't understand the Americans. They just don't get it. They don't prepare. They have no idea what's coming. And they won't prepare. He just can't understand our attitudes, our mindset. We'll be back. John Reagan.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And if you'd like to follow along with us today, you can go to TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Click on the news tab, and you can follow along with us. John, we've got a meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri, on Battlefield Road at 4:45 to 8 p.m. I'm going to be teaching a seminar on how to recharge your automobile's air conditioning system for about $10. So that's tonight. I'm going to talk about how to do it with propane and butane. You can buy it in cans, and I'll tell you all about how to do that. That's what I've been using for about 10 years on our tractors that have air conditioning systems and our vehicles and our, you know, collectible type antique vehicles that have air conditioning systems. And the product, if you'd like to buy it, is called EnviroSafe, E-N-V-I-R-O-S-A-F-E. I buy it by the case. And, you know, sometimes you have these little leaks and they keep leaking. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to fix these leaks, or you can just keep adding this propane-butane mix, which does not deplete the ozone like Freon and other refrigerants that the government endorses do. So EnviroSafe runs at a lower pressure. The molecules are larger. It's less likely to leak. And if it does leak, you're out $10 instead of more money than that. And you can do this yourself. No license is required. It works great. So that's tonight's seminar, and Craig Douglas will be there, Judy Dollarhite will be there, John Dollarhite, and Silent Night, as well as other instructors. So tonight's seminar, I think Craig's going to be talking about radiation, maybe food storage, and Silent Night may be talking about the Underground Railroad. I'll be talking about how to recharge your automobile's air conditioning system. So what's on the list for today's lessons, John?
Well, you were talking about how there should have been a lot more people there at the expo.
Uh-huh.
And I think if we look at it, there's probably a couple of good reasons. One, the people that are making good money still have jobs. They don't really think anything's wrong. For them, life hasn't changed much. You've then got some people that, they're still making it, but especially with Obamacare, they don't have any money to do things with. And then you've got the other people, which are probably even more awake, that know things aren't right, but they can't afford to do anything. And it's partially financial. The other part is I think some people have got lulled into thinking we're making progress towards making things better because over the last couple of elections, we now have a Republican Congress, and we've got another election coming up. We can, probably stand a good chance of getting a Republican in the White House. Unfortunately, that's not going to change a thing. And I've stated it before, even if we woke up in the morning with God-fearing constitutionalists in all three branches of government, we still cannot stop a financial collapse from coming. And there's a lot about that in the news just this morning. You've got banks closed in Greece. People went to the ATMs too late. They don't have any cash. They're not going to be able to buy food. It's going to get very interesting over there very quickly. China this morning, their stock market closed down the limit. I haven't, seen what it is now because I've, had to get ready for the show. But those aren't the only places. We've got Puerto Rico is in bad shape, and they're going to have problems this year. Once Greece goes, because even if they did get a solution for this year, that's not the end of the problem. Their problem is multi-year. It just can't be fixed. And then you've got other countries, including Spain and France, Italy, having problems as well. And you've got the wonderful Fed over here saying that our economy is so great that we may start raising rates as early as September. Oh, boy. The inmates truly are in charge of the asylum.
Now you think about Greece. They knew it was coming. They knew it was coming, and many were complacent. And some got their money out. And that's what I talked about. I talked about that at the seminar. Why would you let people control your financial assets that you don't even know, and you can't get to them when you want them? We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except, we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except, we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Matthew from Texas, you're on with Captain John Reagan. And me. Welcome.
How you doing, Vince? Hi, John. I had two questions for you guys today. The first, they have this new thing, 3D printing, I guess, for planting seeds. It's a kind of an automated computer system. There's a talk on TEDx. I don't know if you've seen that, either of you guys.
No, I haven't. Share that with us, please.
Basically, it's a 3D printed design system by this guy who came up with software that automates planting and a few other things like seed depths, and it does it automatically to maximize growth potential on plots of land. And apparently, it's pretty cheap. It's on rails. It moves. And so it's basically an automated planting system to maximize.
Yeah, I'm at the article right now. Now, one of our instructors designed a 3D printer that uses concrete instead of ink, and you can print a house with it. You can have a dome house built in 24 hours with a 3D printer. So, you know, instead of spraying ink, you can spray big blobs instead of little tiny blobs of, you know, tiny sprays out of an inkjet. Well, interesting that you say that, but how would we economically use that at the individual level? And how is that different from printing, let's say, seeds with a great big John Deere seed planter that we're already using?
Well, for me, specifically, I'm talking about a small farm here, and we have this grant in Texas, which I'm trying to apply for. It's a research grant, and it's for high tunnels of tomatoes and lettuce, and somehow that's supposed to improve growth. And so if I can somehow apply this technology to that, I don't know. It just seems like a way I can possibly pursue this research grant. That's just my personal, you know.
Yeah. I'm just not familiar with how you can plant seeds with a printer.
No, it's not okay. The 3D printer uses the materials to build this thing. It's just like an automated seed planting system, and the 3D printer just makes it a lot cheaper.
Well, I don't know.
There's a video on TED. You gotta watch it. I mean, it's about 11-minute video. This guy's come out with this technology. I think it's pretty good stuff.
Can you send me a link? Can you send me a link to it, and I'll put it on the website for everyone to see?
Yes, sir. I will.
That sounds great.
My second point, if we have time, is non-powered freezers or refrigerators. You were talking about using butane and stuff. Can you use that for like a freezer? Can I set something up with no power?
Well. I don't know how you can do things without energy. You know, you can use the energy of the sun for certain things. Here's what I've done. I bought on Craigslist an ammonia evaporative refrigerator freezer. It's smaller than one that you'd like to have in your kitchen. It's, let's say 11 cubic feet, something like that. There are no moving parts. Except the doors. Other than, you know, opening the freezer door or the refrigerator door, there are no moving parts. And it uses heat to evaporate the ammonia to make this refrigeration system work. Now, what I could do, you could use electricity to generate heat, you know, with something that would be like a toaster element, which is built into this refrigerator freezer. Or you could use propane. Or you could use... probably natural gas with a small flame. And that would create the heat that would make the system work. And I'd like to experiment with using the sun. So, for example, what I would do is make a heat exchanger. Let's say a box that has a glass. Think of it like a window box. 4 feet by 8 feet. Put some copper tubing in it. Solder copper tubing to a back plane of copper sheet. Paint it all black so that, and aim it toward the sun, face it south. Have the sun heat that copper tubing, which would be filled with water, to a high temperature. Run that into the ammonia evaporative refrigeration system. Use that instead of a flame and see if I could actually run this refrigerator from the sun. That'd be pretty cool. I don't know if I can do it or not, but I bought a refrigerator that's ammonia evaporative type on Craigslist for $50. So I can experiment with it. So I might have $100 in materials and probably, you know, 20 hours of time to see if I can make this work. So that's how I would consider trying to make a refrigeration system or a freezer without using electrical energy or a fossil fuel.
Sounds... like a lot of work.
Well, yeah, everything that is new or innovative, or if you want a prototype, is work. I mean, and by the way, that's one of the problems with America. We're allergic to work. We're allergic to innovate. We're allergic to getting off the sofa. We're allergic to getting up and changing the volume on our televisions. Or, I mean, everything's too hard. But if you want to if you want to pioneer, I mean, there's if you look at the Pioneer's Manual, if there were one, I don't think there'd be a section that says pioneering the easy way. I don't think there would be a chapter on pioneering the easy way. I think it's hard.
I think the chapter would be what you need to do first, really, and get done what you can. Because you were talking about reasons there was not a line there. I mean, it's really that third reason. We just don't have the money to come. We want to be there. Trust me.
Well,
we want to be there.
Well, you're right. You're right, and John Reagan was right. John Reagan, what are your thoughts?
Let me just get this part out. You got me thinking of, you know, doing a fiction book, Lazy Boy on the Prairie. You know, because really, we are so spoiled with, you know, 20th and 21st century technology that, you know, to do things the old-fashioned way is a lot of work, and it's much more intensive than we're used to, and it's much more intensive than you can just do family-wise. That's why I say, you know, we got to have a community around us, because, you know, you can't do everything at once, especially when you're in this learning curve. You need different people with different skills. And, you know, as time goes by, you can learn some of those skills in cross-training. But, boy, you know, we don't have much time to do this. Get serious.
You know, I spent some time this weekend picking up another piece of farm equipment. It happened to be a hay mower. I bought a used one. And there are reasons why I need this, and I can explain them later. But all we had to do was pick this thing up. It weighs, let's say, 1,000 pounds. Put it on a 16-foot trailer and bring it home. It took an hour to figure out how to pick it up, put it on the trailer. And it took an hour and a half to strap it down so that it would not get damaged on the trip and it would not land in front of some other vehicle if it fell off. So 2.5 hours just to get this piece of equipment on a trailer and strap it down so we could take it back to our farm. Literally. So it seems that we think we can do things so quickly and so efficiently, and yet I don't think that's really the case. I think if you look at how products are made, you see it's a whole bunch of steps, one after the next, some in parallel, some in series, but ultimately there are a whole bunch of steps that go into making a finished product or completing a job, and it just takes time. It really does. And we just don't want to spend that time. We just want to go and buy it. And
it's the same thing on my small scale here. I'm trying to get a tractor, Vince, and I did not realize how much you have to know about tractors if you want to make an informed decision.
It's absolutely.
Like a college class, basically.
You're absolutely right. There's category zero, category one, category two. Then the implements. You need to figure out what implements you want and then make sure that that implement is sized for that specific tractor, because the wheel, the width of the tires, if you will, or the wheels, has an impact on what implements you put behind that tractor. And then there's the fuel consumption rate. You know, you can buy tractors that might cost less, that use a lot more fuel, or you could spend a little bit more money and get one with a turbocharger. But if you do that, then the engine runs hotter, and it's, you know, is it going to last as long in the long run? Probably not. So do you go to an older tractor that has, you know, mechanical systems rather than computerized systems? And the computerized systems seem to be more efficient, but then you're trapped into working with the dealer because you can't fix the computerized systems yourself. And if a computer overheats and fails, where are you going to get another one? Do you get that on eBay? I don't know. I don't think so.
Exactly.
And then
that's just like the first chapter.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, there's all kinds of brands, and then you wonder, you know, and then people will say to you, well, they're blue tractors, okay? Blue used to be Ford. Well, then it became New Holland. I don't know, then I think now it's LS. So the blue tractors are not all the same. Then the red tractors used to be International or Case International. They kind of merged. And then there's McCormick, and then there's Massey Ferguson. What happened to Massey Ferguson? Then the green ones are John Deere. And then people that sell the colors that are other than green, you know, other than John Deere, will say, boy, that green paint's really expensive. And as if it's the paint that makes it expensive. Like green is a more expensive color to paint than orange, like Kubota. And it's not the green paint. John Deere tractors are really, really good, you know, for the most part, and they hold their value. And if you buy a used John Deere tractor, you'll say, boy, those darn things are expensive, and boy, the parts are really expensive. But the interesting thing is, when you go to sell one, you can probably sell it for more than you paid for it, even after you've used it. Interesting. Matthew, thanks so much for calling. John, I'll be right back.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
All loans subject to index score approval, must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
keys? Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, if you're interested in going to gun shows, I'm going to try to be at many of the RK gun shows. Well, let's say within a couple hundred mile radius of the Ozarks. So as they come up, I'm going to do my best to be at them, and I'll let you know when they are, and it'll be on our website as well. And so if you'd like some help trying to decide which rifle, pistol, shotgun makes sense and is it the right price and buying them privately without government registration, if you're interested in those kinds of things, I'll be at most of those shows and we'll get you the help you need at the show. No charge. Dr. James Caesar will be at the meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg. And you might have seen him on Jim Baker's show. He's a medical doctor, and he talks about preparedness. So he and his wife will be at the meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. in Springfield, Missouri, on Battlefield Road. John Reagan, what's next?
Now, you know, I think the first time I guest hosted for you, I set the monologue record for USA Preparers at an hour and a half. And I broke my record Monday by doing a two-hour monologue.
Wow.
And, you know, this time it was on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I was curious how far I could get, because in a typical week, there's probably in the neighborhood of 100 articles that mm-hmm. I think you should know about in order mm-hmm. to get an idea of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I can only talk about a fraction of those. So I put together those roughly 100 articles, and I think I got through about half of them.
Yeah, so it's not just me.
Not just you. And it's just the challenge that, to me, tells me to try to get across what I think's really important information would take about 4 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And that's that's almost an impossible task in today's world where, like we've discussed, you know, people have the attention span of a goldfish.
And, you know, John, when you do this, that would be the 4 hours to just do a thumbnail sketch of each one of these things very, very quickly. Just mention it and go on to the next one. Now, the time that it takes to prepare to get them all in order is like 40 hours, right?
Right. And if you look at today's resources, I've actually only have one new link for this week. Everything else is from last week. And part of that's because I've been working on this report. I don't have it finished yet. Last week, you know, in Star Wars terminology, it was like The Empire Strikes Back. It was not a good week. You know, we had everything from, you know, Congress essentially passing the TPP by giving Obama fast-track authority. We had two bad decisions by the Supreme Court, not surprises. And I'll discuss a little bit more about this Jade Helm artificial intelligence. But you know, with Obamacare, you had the Supreme Court saying that they are considering the original intent of you know, the legislation, which is kind of funny considering they don't even consider the original intent of the Constitution. And then with the marriage issue, and I've seen some, you know, blogs on this where what they've done since this homosexual marriage means that, you know, if you were able to get married in one state, another state has to recognize it. Well, logically, that means if you have a concealed carry permit in one state, places like New York, Illinois, and California would have to recognize it. But keep in mind, and this is a quote I came up with while I was in the Air Force, it's the government. Don't try to apply logic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Really, really good point about the concealed carry permit. Now, in Missouri, we have the right to bear arms. Now, to me, that means any age, 2 years old, 95 years old, and what are arms? Is that a bazooka? Yep. It's a bazooka. It's a rifle, pistol, shotgun, bazooka, whatever you want it to be. But the problem is that the sheriffs don't all agree that they are going to support and uphold and defend the Constitution, nor its amendments. They think that they are in charge. We'll be right back after this top of the hour news and commercial.
Have you ever wondered if you can make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.